Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Don Fluckinger, live on the show floor at the AHIMA annual convention and exhibit at McCormick Place in Chicago, Illinois. I'm sitting with Michelle Doherty, Director of Research and Development for the AHIMA Foundation, and we're going to discuss some of the hot topics here at the annual convention. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Don. It's a pleasure to be here with you and to talk to your audience about the hot topics and crucially important issues in health information management this year.
Well, what is the biggest issue or problem confronting the AHIMA membership this year? That's sort of the thrust of your educational sessions and things going on.
You know, I'm seeing a number of crucially important topics that are being driven by a lot of both national policy and how the EHR is evolving and certainly growing in terms of adoption. One of the, I think, most critically important issues that is a hot topic is the information integrity in the EHR. So we're going through this adoption curve, adopting the technology, and as information exchange continues to grow or flourish, as individual consumers are having improved access to their information, there's a growing awareness of how crucially important that information is and how it must be accurate. And we've been a champion of information integrity, the quality and accuracy of individual patient information for decades. And more recently, we recognized, let's say in the last decade or so, with the advent of technology, that there were new types of information integrity issues emerging and new practices that were creating some new challenges for the accuracy of that health information, like cloning of documentation, where the information copied may not accurately reflect what is currently happening with the patient. And those are just examples of some things that are incredibly hot topics on how to improve integrity and accuracy. And following with that, from the integrity side, is, you know, how do you overall govern and manage your information systems in your health information in your organization and within your EHRs? And so the information integrity piece is really a component of information governance and a hot topic. A few other hot topics, and I'm not even staging these in terms of level of importance, but data analytics is huge as well. So as we move into healthcare reform, and new business models, new payment models, new care delivery models, as we really reform how care is delivered and we try to break down those silos of healthcare organizations, the ability to understand your health information, to analyze it, to look at quality outcomes, to look at your costs and your efficiencies is dependent on data analytics. And that is certainly a crucially hot topic here for our members to advance their skill sets. It's really a core domain to HIM. And they're looking to both advance their skill sets and understand what's coming forward with the reformed healthcare system. Privacy and security continues to be crucially important as well. We had a sold-out institute in that area just to show how important it is, and you still continue to see OCR come out with concerns with organizations' compliance center. Are they doing enough in terms of their risk assessments and their policies and really having adequate practices in place, particularly when you couple it with the increased adoption of EHRs and all the technologies that go along with it. Computer-assisted coding, still hot, with ICD-10 now a compliance state having been established. Organizations are evaluating their practices with 9, understanding that 10 may take them a little bit longer to code, and how can technology help them with that adoption curve and create some efficiencies so they don't see a significant, at least initially, a significant decline in their efficiency or productivity. So, and then finally, finally, of course, meaningful use and EHRs and that whole adoption and making sure we have a skilled workforce. Those are, I think, the hot topics that I can see right off the top of my head.
Yeah, and those, some of the things you're talking about take into account human factors for data accuracy and integrity and all that stuff. I mean, it's not just the technology that solves the problem, but there's some human interaction that's necessary, some policy behind it to use that technology properly in a compliant way and in an accurate way. Now tell me about data governance and sort of that's an issue AHIMA is taking the lead on. What, explain the problem behind the lack of data governance and sort of what AHIMA can do to sort of work on that issue.
Right. So as we are creating this exorbitant amount of data and information, so really prolific within our healthcare organizations, and it always has been, but with technology, health IT, we're seeing just an advent of significantly more information that we have at our fingertips that we have to be able to manage, control, understand where it is, understand who our stewards are, our data owners. And it's created a need to rethink a decision-making framework and an organizational framework around information. And in a nutshell, that's what data governance is. It's really a decision-making framework and an organizational policy or control process over the information you have. So technology alone will help you create and it'll retain that information, but it's your organizational policies, the decisions, your data stewards that have to couple with the technology to really manage that data through its life cycle. And that's the data governance framework that we are advocating. We've been watching or understood that the importance of data governance outside of healthcare has been in an upswing. So we often see some of these information management practices or best practices emerge first in non-healthcare settings and then start to move into healthcare. And for a few years now, we've been really watching how other industries are addressing this issue and moving into governance and trying to model that. And currently, we're in the process of truly understanding what is happening within healthcare organizations, talking with our members, what governance type practices do they have in place? Are there models that are just emerging now or logical frameworks or components of a governance process that's coming from thought leaders in the healthcare organizations that could be delivered to a broader membership as a model that would work in more healthcare settings? So right now we're both understanding non-healthcare settings, we're analyzing information from our own members around governance practices and looking at collaborative research with academic institutions and others to research some of those best practices so that we can help continue to be a thought leader on the governance issue and what should be some models for information governance programs within healthcare organizations.
From the outside, it would seem that it would be very easy for a hospital, just observing from my perspective outside of the hospital, that once you get an electronic medical record installed, that you're home free and that the governance is sort of like, oh my gosh, this is something we realize we have to do once that electronic medical record is up and running. Is that, from your research, is that how it goes?
It's interesting, and it's hard to say what the push was, but from my background on this, some of the issues that healthcare organizations have had in the litigation side have shown the problems or challenges they have with the lack of a governance process. So you have your IT structures, but then you're asked when you are faced, unfortunately, with some type of a litigation situation to produce not only your organizational policies, how you manage that information through its life cycle and your retention and destruction and how you secured it, but you start to recognize that you rarely have one system with health information. You have many, could be hundreds of systems with health information contained, each which could have a different department, service unit that is managing or be in control of that and in control of the information is created. It may or may not be consistent with other departments. You may or may not know what information is contained in there in each system. And so a data governance process helps you really understand and control where do we have information? What type of information do we have? How do we classify it? If we had to be able to access it and disclose it and do so in a comprehensive manner, could we find it? So your governance process would really lay the groundwork for understanding everything around where it is, who owns it, you know, how I can retain it, does it meet with organizational policies that it helps to establish those policies, and then manage that information from creation through destruction.
And that sounds like a job that can't be handled by just one particular department, but it's a collaboration between the compliance department, the IT department to execute these governance policies, and of course the health information managers who are in charge of, you know, holding onto all this data for everybody.
Yes, you hit it right on the head. That's exactly it. That data governance isn't generally a singly owned, solely owned process. That it is definitely collaborative. It has multiple key stakeholders, and I think you named the key stakeholders that have perspective expertise that needs to be at the table. Depending on the size and scope of your organization, you may structure. We've seen different structures emerge. So very large organizations might have a enterprise kind of data governor type of a role and have, you know, different staff resources that would help manage that process and pull together the various business units that help to manage the governance process. But then in smaller organizations, it could be a person that wears a number of hats or through some collaborative type leadership and decision making.
Well, last question.
Okay.
How do you get the attention of the CEO and the executives to make them understand the importance of data governance? Because, you know, with all the things on their mind, I'm sure data governance is about number 37 in their list of priorities, right? But it's obviously a lot more important than that.
Right. You know, we're in a period of time where is a very information-rich type of a culture in healthcare. And we are being pushed to use that information to support both, not just quality of care type and patient safety type decisions, but business decisions as well. If, as an executive, I think what the governance process helps to ensure is a focus on reliability of that data, accuracy of the data that's helping support your business operations and your business decisions. So there is some type of control and assurance in place that you can trust the information you have at hand, consider it a business asset, and further your healthcare business as a whole.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit searchhealthit.com. Thank you.